AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen is warning that a U.S. takeover of Greenland would mean the end of the NATO military alliance. President Trump has renewed his calls for the U.S. to take control of the strategic mineral-rich Arctic island. Her remarks came in the aftermath of the weekend military operation in Venezuela. The operation by U.S. forces led to the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Flores, left the world stunned and heightened concerns in Denmark and Greenland. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on the anniversary of the Capitol riot.
It's the fifth anniversary of the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Five years ago, outside the White House, the outgoing President Donald Trump told a crowd of his supporters to head to the Capitol in protest as Congress was affirming the 2020 election victory for Democrat Joe Biden. A short time later, the world watched as the seat of U.S. power descended into chaos. A mob made its way down Pennsylvania Avenue, battled police at the Capitol barricades, and stormed inside as lawmakers fled. There is no official event to memorialize what happened that day. Instead, Trump will meet privately with House Republicans at the Kennedy Center for a policy forum. Democrats, meanwhile, will hold a hearing with witnesses to the violence and later gather on the Capitol steps to mark the memory of what happened. Five people died in the Capitol siege and its aftermath. The Justice Department indicted Trump on four counts in a conspiracy to defraud voters with his claims of a rigged election in the run-up to the January 6th attack. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Israel's Air Force has struck areas in southern and eastern Lebanon.
A strike around 1 a.m. on Tuesday leveled a three-story commercial building in the southern coastal city of Sidon a few days before Lebanon's army commanders scheduled to brief the government on its mission of disarming militant group Hezbollah in areas along the border with Israel. An AP photographer at the scene said the area was in a commercial district containing workshops and mechanic shops, and the building was uninhabited. At least one person was transported by ambulance, and rescue teams were searching the site for others, but no deaths have so far been reported. Israel's military says they were targeting weapons storage sites and infrastructure belonging to militant groups Hezbollah and Hamas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.